Joining us in the studio now, we've got a couple of dear friends. I haven't talked to David Morata for a very, very long time, one of the most well-known financial minds and voices in Central Virginia.
The best things in life are free, but you can keep them for the birds and bees. Now give me more.
And I mean, you know, John Lennon is right when he sings that, but, you know, how do you get there? How do you do that? Planning is a big part of it. David, it's good to catch up with you. Merry Christmas. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, good. Great. Thank you so much for having us on the show today.
Well, and you brought friends with you, and today is an auspicious occasion. I know my friend Vinny is sitting there saying, yes, it's Frank Sinatra's birthday! And I don't know if there's a reason for it or not, but today is the 50th anniversary of the beginnings of the financial planning industry.
It's true. Today, exactly 50 years ago today, a group of 13 people in the financial services industry gathered in a Chicago hotel to try to find a way of not just selling financial products, but really bringing a little bit of professionalism to the financial services industry.
I'm a little depressed that it was only 50 years ago, but he's brought friends with him, the next generation. Courtney Frazier is here. Good to see you, Courtney. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
She's very happy because Virginia Tech survived Chattanooga last night on the radio. And I'm going to get to the Virginia Tech comment is important in a moment here, Courtney. David, so you said these were financial planners or people who, I don't know what you were called before the industry was started, but...
Yeah, really, before the industry was started, it was mostly just financial salespeople, and this was in 1969, December 12th. It's kind of in the middle of a downturn that ended up being the bear market of 1970, and all the promises about financial products that were just going to go up and never go down had really disappointed the world, and so the number of people buying investments had dropped off. And so from this meeting, they got together, and from this meeting, they set about resolutions that would ultimately result in the International Association for Financial Planners, the College for Financial Planning. In 1973, the College for Financial Planning had its first graduating class. In 1983, the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors, and then in 1985, the CFP board itself that hands out the CFP mark. And all these really came about because people thought there's got to be a better way of doing financial planning.
Well, I know my favorite financial planner is named Adam Smith. No, he's not the quarterback for the Redskins. But the invisible, this sounds like a classic example of the invisible hand. So now you guys are out there in 1969, you know, like salesmen, you know, trying to sell an idea. And I'm sure after a while, like the average telemarketer gets, you know, clicks more frequently than they get, sure, tell me what's going on. You know, you realize that, you know, reining in some of the folks who are playing fast and loose with what's the word, truth, and deliverable products was something that as an industry was going to help everybody if we had standards that people could trust.
Yeah. And you know, it's still true today that the industry is somewhat split, but the number of CFPs is actually small compared to the number of financial planning professionals. I think just here in the Charlottesville area, there's probably about 120 different registered investment advisor representatives mm-hmm. from various companies and stuff. There's only a couple of dozen CFPs, and so that's one of the reasons why people recommend if you really want to go to a professional, you should go to somebody who's got the CFP mark.
Okay, so that's something that, you know, I was going to say, like, the bar, you know, there are plenty of lawyers I know who haven't passed the bar or have trouble passing a bar. But not all lawyers are members of the Bar Association, the same way, you know, a financial advisor is not a CFP.
Exactly right. And so financial planning is really a lot more than investment management, and most of the people in the financial services world are really going to try to sell you investment products. But a CFP is going to try to do comprehensive financial planning. And comprehensive financial planning is everything from tax planning and safe withdrawal rates and safe savings rates. And all of those have a huge effect on your ultimate outcome. So financial planning is based on the idea that very, very small changes have very large effects over long periods of time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even very small changes of saving $100 a month makes the difference between being a millionaire when you retire and having nothing when you retire.
Yeah, that's a great point. David, can you hang on with us at Courtney? We're going to get into the whole VT side of this and hokey, whatever. Max got details on last night's basketball game, though.
Set a news button or two.
Check in for a quick update every hour on the hour.
Seaville 107.5 FM, AM 1260 WCHV.
Get a new bathroom and save $1,000. The holidays are coming, so gift the family something all will enjoy for years. A new bathroom. You know you're tired of looking at that old bathroom, flipping through home decor magazines that make you just wish you had a place to retreat, relax, and show off to the family. Well, the time is now with Kohler Luxdone Showers. Kohler Luxdone Showers make it easy to turn your bathroom into a spa oasis you've always wanted. And right now, they're offering 60% off the installation of your new bathroom. Plus, call now, and they'll give you an extra $1,000 off just for saying, I want 60% off. You heard right. Call now, and they'll send experienced professionals out to your home to give you a custom quote with their Got It Down remodeling process to 1 or 2 day installs. You could have your new bathroom before the holidays. Call 800-NEW-REMODEL now to get 60% off the installation of your new bathroom. Again, that's 800-NEW-REMODEL. Call now.
Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV Sports with Mac McDonald, sponsored by Central Virginia Stucco. Central Virginia Stucco.
Good morning, I'm Mac McDonald with this sports update. Virginia Tech's basketball team was pushed to the limit last night in the castle. The Hokies responded with a late 9-0 run and beat UT Chattanooga 63-58. The Hokies improved to 7-3. Gardner Webb is next on Sunday. Virginia head football coach Bronco Mendenhall and Florida head man Dan Mullen met with the media yesterday in South Florida to hype the 2019 Orange Bowl. As Mendenhall explained, this game means a ton to the Cavalier program.
This game means the world to us in terms of opportunity, in terms of growth, and in terms of the next step for our program. And our players, all they've been doing is smiling ever since the game was announced. They will not stop smiling.
It's Virginia's third consecutive trip to a postseason game, and dating back 14 years, UVA has lost 3 of the last 5. Another step for the Ravens tonight, Baltimore entertains the New York Jets, and with a win will claim its second straight AFC North title. I'm Mac McDonald with this sports update.
Now's the time to visit Blue Ridge Trailer Sales in Ruckersville during their end-of-the-year inventory reduction sale. Blue Ridge Trailer Sales has utility trailers, equipment haulers, dump trailers, and cargo trailers at incredible prices. To make room for their shipment of new trailers, they're giving you unbelievable savings during their end-of-year inventory reduction sale. Contact the professionals at Blue Ridge Trailers to help you find the right fit for your needs, helping you get the best use out of your trailer. Whether you want a brand new or previously owned trailer, stop by Blue Ridge Trailer Sales during their end-of-year inventory reduction sale. Who knows what great gifts might end up under your tree or even in your driveway? Call today, 434-985-4151. That's 434-985-4151.
Hi, this is Donna Martin. We now have on-site financing for every trailer. Come see us.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for today, sunny and cold with high temperatures struggling to get out of the upper 30s to low 40s around the area. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows near 30. Towards sunrise, an icy mix possible. And then Friday, a touch of sleet and freezing rain early in the morning. And then transitioning to all rain by mid-morning with highs in the afternoon just around 40 degrees. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Jack Durkin for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Thank you, Jack. WCHV time is 7:48, 25 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios in Charlottesville. Joe Thomas in the morning. Roadways in the area, still not seeing any incidents to report to you, which is always good news to not have to give you a whole bunch of traffic accidents, although yesterday morning it all started at 8, and it just continued for a while from there. roads are seeing some volume. Ivy Road out by Bel Air, where Kim's going to be at the Bel Air Market. Also, Fontaine, as you come in there into the Alderman Interchange and then up through Jefferson Park Avenue past Shamrock and what I like to call Jefferson Canyon there, but that's just a nod back to my days living in State College. Georgetown Road is slow as you come down into Barracks Road. Also, up on Garth Road as you get into Free Union Road, volume gets you out that way as well. In WCHV traffic, brought to you by SVOE in Charlottesville at 2401 Hydraulic Road, across from the shops at Stonefield. News at 8 o'clock. Fluvanna votes 3-2 on Second Amendment Sanctuary. Which way did it go? You have to stay tuned, and we will discuss as well at 434-964-1075. After the 8 o'clock news, we'll get into some of the things said, some of the misunderstandings there. Also, the Kale Elementary Advisory Board has come up with the name they're going to suggest for the renaming of Kale Elementary School. We'll get into that as well at 8.
Owner of Fink's Jewelers, Mark Fink.
Many people know the four C's of diamond buying. At Fink's, we have a secret fifth C, and his name is Cliff. Cliff has been hand-selecting diamonds for over 20 years. He inspects every stone to ensure optimal cut and light performance. We go beyond the grading report to guarantee our customers the highest quality diamonds for the absolute best price.
Fink's Jewelers, Barracks Road Shopping Center.
It can navigate through a winter storm and 30-mile-per-hour winds. It can carry up to 2,300 pounds of presents across staggering distances. And it can guide you through the twists and turns of night with its adaptive LED lighting. No, it's not a reindeer. It's a Ford. And this holiday, you can get unbeatable savings during Ford's Built for the Holidays event. It's the only place to find the best deals and offers of the season. So act now and visit your local Ford dealer today.
Give Joe Thomas 20 minutes weekday mornings, and he'll get you everything you need to know. Only on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
So I mentioned Virginia Tech, and I appreciate, you know, we're talking about the anniversary of the founding of the business, the idea, the licensing, certified financial planner. You know, is there any parade going on at like the CFA Institute or, you know, down what, East High Street?
No, financial planners are a pretty analytical lot. We don't really have parades.
No floats,
yeah,
or anything like
that. We would barely have a cake. you mentioned Virginia Tech. We found Virginia Tech has one of the top three certified financial planning undergraduate degrees that you can get anywhere in the world.
Wow.
And we've hired a number of people out of Virginia Tech, and the whole program is run in an incredibly good style. The professors are wonderful, and the graduates that come out of there are really some of the top financial planning graduates in the country.
Even higher than UVA's CFA training program?
Yeah, so you know, CFA is here in Charlottesville, but you can't get any CFA training here in Charlottesville, unfortunately. They actually don't have the classes. Classes are offered through other organizations. And it's not a part of the University of Virginia either. So yeah, University of Virginia, you know, has Darden and McIntyre, but it doesn't really have a CFP undergraduate program.
Well, that's okay. They have three or four schools dedicated to government or politics.
There you
no
go.
Journalism school either. So Courtney Frazier is a graduate of Virginia Tech. What made you want to go into this business? David is second generation at Murata Wealth Management, right? Your dad started in California?
Yeah, both my mom and dad were CFPs, and they started their business in California in 1983. That was the first year of NAPFA. And they, you know, the best thing that ever happened under me was really mentoring under my parents. My dad's a financial Rembrandt, and it was great. But the second best thing that happened to me is they sold their practice in California, and I had to build mine up back up from scratch. So I didn't just inherit a business, and so that's been good.
Well, there was financial planning going on in California. Go figure. I just thought they took everyone's money and gave it to other people. But that's you know, not what's saying. So Courtney, I want to ask what drew you into the profession?
Yeah, so I actually did not go to Virginia Tech hoping to study this. I actually went to be pre-vet. and realized really quickly that I could not handle the blood and guts aspect of going to vet school.
Not an uncommon thing for people who love animals, but then when it's like, okay, and you cut them off, you're like, oh,
yes.
Whoa!
It was pretty overwhelming and really clear right away that there were people who loved that and I couldn't handle it. So I just started looking around for other majors, and I always kind of had good money sense personally. And found this program, and at the time I was...
You were that kid in your friend group that always had money to pay for, you know, whatever.
Yeah, always was finding $20 tucked away somewhere.
Good for you.
Which must have been annoying for other people, but it was great for me.
Siblings?
Yeah, yes. But at the time I was a freshman and thought, oh, this sounds interesting, but, you know, I'm still a freshman, so if I decide I don't like it, I can change my mind, and just signed up for it, and it was one of the luckiest things I've ever done.
A light went on.
I feel like I really fell into doing this as a profession, and it's just has been a great fit.
Well, and think of it this way. If you do your job well, then people have a lot of money to give to organizations like Caring for Creatures.
True.
Who help dogs and cats.
Right.
You know? So, David, you know, what should people, you know, I mean, you don't wear like a logo. You don't have a lapel pin or anything that identifies it. Now, obviously, a letterhead or a door, a shingle would have to say somebody's a CFP, but is there...
You can go on the CFP site and you can search for a CFP in your area. Yeah, we searched within 15 miles of our offices and found there were, I think, 12 different CFPs, and I think we have 4 of them in our firm. So it was kind of interesting. We really think the CFP is a great mark. You can also go on the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors. It's NAPFA.org. And NAPFA members not only have CFPs, but they also do comprehensive wealth management, and they're all fee only. So it's a little bit more narrow. We gathered together the 8 NAPFA members from our area and had a little celebration of this event in anticipation of this event. And that's what we would recommend in order to find a good fee-only comprehensive financial planner in your area.
So I have to ask, and it's because you're both, you know, neat people, and I enjoy, you know, and you have a, you know, good sense of humor. So what happens when a group of CFPs get together for a party?
You know, the funnest thing was a lot of us just talked about how we got into the profession and what we really liked about it, and sort of swapped, you know, the stories about helping individuals. The certified financial planning is one of those few industries where if you're numbers oriented, you will thrive, and if you're people oriented, you will thrive. So it combines the two together in a way that really nothing else does.
I've told this story in abstract before. My father-in-law was a union founder, which, of course, you know, given my political inclinations, people would say, what? You know, but no, he was probably more conservative than I am. But, you know, he founded this union machinist shop out on Long Island in the height of the Grumman, and, you know, everyone's building, but actually was doing medical equipment, not unlike, now I'm spacing out the company up on Airport Road. Anyway, the point being, he started this union because he saw a lot of the employees were, you know, getting cheated by the people who had pretended to be union leadership regarding savings and pensions and things like that. And before he passed a few years ago, he would get phone calls from pensioners, you know, in Florida and all over the world, you know, calling him saying thank you for the pensions. The pension fund itself was so well managed that they were getting 14 checks a year because they had to disperse. But, you know, it was his proudest moments when he would get a phone call from some 75-year-old woman who had emigrated to this country, but now she's living the American dream because he, you know, helped her figure out a plan to look out for herself and work with guys like yourself to manage the pension so that it wasn't one of those 80s pension nightmare stories or anything like that.
Yeah, we've found that our clients tend to tell us more intimate things about their lives than they tell either their pastor or their doctor. So we end up knowing, I think, a lot more about their lives. And we do. We have to know everything about their life because really financial planning ultimately is life planning. What's the money for? And then you build a financial world around it to help support whatever you want to do in life. And so life planning is, you could almost call financial planning life planning. And there's a whole subsection of financial planning that is life planning and is really just asking all of those meaning of life questions.
Well, David, Courtney, it's great to meet you. And David, it's great to catch up with you again. Happy birthday to Financial Planners, December 12th. Was it intentionally in Chicago on Frank Sinatra's birthday in 1969? I'm sure things were going on.
I think it was mostly by accident. They just thought Chicago's a central place in the United States that we can all meet and talk about this.
Very cool. Well, happy birthday to you guys.
Thank you so much.